This is a CC Radio podcast.
Welcome to the Countdown Podcast. We are going to do a throwback review of Swingers for you. My name is Wayne.
And my name is Paul. Classic review time because 2020.
That's right.
This is a 1996 American comedy drama about the lives of single unemployed actors, but Wayne will give you the plot specifics in just a moment.
Mm-hmm.
Directed by Doug Liman, who's gone on to do some big things.
See Doug Liman.
And stars some other people who've gone on to do some big things, including Jon Favreau, who also wrote the film.
Arguably the biggest thing doer.
Yeah, at the moment. Vince Vaughn, Ron Livingston, and Heather Graham, who popped up towards the end of the film. It's 96 minutes long. The budget was only $200,000, and it only made $4.6 million at the box office. But obviously, when you only spend $200,000 on it, that's enough for people to sit up
heaps
and take notice.
Plus, it's like a cult film now on video, so...
Absolutely, it's a cult film. That's kind of how we came to it. Now, Rotten Tomatoes has it as an approval rating of 87% based on 53 reviews. And Metacritic has a 71 out of 100 based on 25 critics. So there is the context.
Very popular.
For this quarter of a decade ago, almost.
Oh, God.
Film. Yeah, it makes us feel old. Yes. Wayne, what is Swingers about?
This is a story about Mike, a guy who's left his girl in New York when he came to LA to be a star. It's been 6 months since his girlfriend left him, and he's not doing so good. So his pals and some other friends try and get him back into the social scene and forget about his six-year relationship by taking him out in Hollywood among cool shit and cool places and talking a lot about chicks, which is probably why I loved this film.
Well, man, your money... And this is all about you, baby.
So fucking money, man. Yeah. You're so fucking money.
Without doubt, there will be a lot of money references and baby money, references baby, through the yes. course Beautiful of babies, this yes. film. Now, if you've never seen it, stop listening. Go and check it out.
No, hang on.
If you're a guy.
If you're a guy, absolutely. Now, let's just say this about the film.
Yeah.
I've recommended this to basically anyone, and every girl comes to me and goes, this is a boy film.
Yeah.
And I went, what? Yeah, it's just for boys.
My fiance started watching with me, got 30 minutes in and said, not funny. And went to bed.
Absolutely, man. And oh, God.
But I will reference the fact that I watched it through until the point. Spoilers, obviously, in these spoilers, classic reviews yeah, films. Spoilers. So spoilers throughout. If you haven't seen it, please turn off now. In fact, I'll give you Jack right now.
You can't handle the truth.
There we are. We're spoiling the shit out of this one.
Absolutely.
Now, I waited for the moment, which I believe to be, I think we've talked about it on the show several times, one of the most cringiest... Awkward scene in movie history
when Mike has a
number of a very attractive woman and he comes home and he can't wait the industry standard 2 days to call her and he rings and then gets cut off as he's leaving his number, so he calls back to fix it again and he fucks up again. He calls six fucking times and by the end of it he's trying to break up with her by the end of that phone call. And then she calls back and just says, never call me again. Oh, right. It's harsh.
It is so bad.
And even my fiance appreciated that was awkward and funny.
That's what this movie is about, and this is why it's popular with us, folks. Okay, so we were about that age when we... Maybe younger, actually.
Yeah, a tad younger. I think they reference being late 20s.
Late 20s, and we would have been like early 20s, right?
Ish,
right? So the idea that these dudes go out... I'll tell you what I loved about the film, right? They go play video games on their little Sega Saturn or whatever position they're there, right?
While having drinks.
Preloading at someone's house, and then you go out to bars, and you go to three or four or five bars, right? They all drove in convoy.
Now, that part I do not understand.
We did that, man.
No.
We did that a couple of times.
We never went out drinking and all driving.
I don't know, not if we were drinking hard, but exactly. I remember following motherfuckers to parties and shit and be like, oh, I'll meet you there, I'll follow you, that kind of shit. That happened a lot.
Yeah, but they were drinking. Most of them were.
And I know, that is a bit of a thing.
A bit of me went, oh, it's a different time, isn't it?
90s, no, you can't do that shit. No, you can't.
Shouldn't have been doing that shit then either, for the record.
Absolutely not. That aside, we've got like them talking, like I loved like even the very beginning of the chick conversation about, Jon Favreau and Ron Livingston are talking about, you know, I watch it as an older man, them talking about women saying, well, somehow they know, you know, wait till you forget them before they come back and, you know, something. And I enjoy it more and I can relate to it. Back then, I didn't have enough experience with women. And I still don't really. But like, it's...
Lies.
Fuck off. Anyway, so... Fuck off.
Sorry, I've broken Wayne.
Yes, you have. Now, get this. They're all wearing pants.
That's a weird dress sense.
I fucking loved that.
There's a weird dress sense in this. They're all wearing I guess maybe it's the fashion of the time.
It was not, dude.
But they were wearing
this
like 50s, 50s kind of?
Yes, they were playing this whole movie.
Okay, can we all pause now for fashion with Wayne?
Fuck off.
I need an opener for that.
It's the field, motherfucker. It's the field. Fuck you.
Fashion with Wayne.
No, this is a very Rat Packy feel about this whole movie. All right, they even have a shot of Frank's photo. They have like Vince Vaughn has that caddy kind of like car, old car. They're wearing pants. They go to casinos like the Sands Hotel.
The whole
music
is very inspired by that era.
And I love that. This could have been, if it was the 90s really fashion, this would have been a hip hop movie. Okay, it would have been like, or like a peasant blouse wearing fucking maxi skirt, my suit's too big wearing movie. Right. That's what it would have been, right?
Zoot suit, right.
Right. It didn't do that. It gave us a classical Hollywood that was then, now, right? So that feels good already.
And they're all wearing like these bowling shirts.
Bowling shirts and pants. Not chinos, pants, right? So it's like, I like
please
this
be
shit.
Very precise. Well, no, it's not like, chinos.
These are creased, pants. What you would call trousers in this
Trousers.
Country,
right?
So I enjoy that shit. The old music, like you said, absolutely cool.
Yeah, I wasn't a big fan of that part of the aesthetic, I have to
say.
Really?
I did like it.
It grated for me by the
end. You didn't
end.
Like the... Bap, 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 so yep. Okay, well, let me tell you this. Them going to casinos to try and scam on chicks, right?
Who's done that?
I've done that. Okay, so...
Ooh, that's a bingo.
All right, you know what? Quick story here. All right. Me and Shane, fuck it, I'll say it. Shane, what's up? Me and Shane used to go out, right? Go to the fucking local casino, right? And fucking roll down there and just be two little bitches. We were 19, all right? One time we went there and we just sat in the bar. Table of like two or three chicks were there, right? And we went 19, so we didn't know shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
I went to get a drink. I looked at one of the girls at the table. She looked at me. Whatever. I come back from the drink. Shane's like, we've been recruited, man. I'm like, what do you mean recruited? He's like, them girls asked us to go have a drink with them at their table. And I'm like, holy shit, that's never happened before in my life. So then we went over there, tried to roll, tried to do some shit. We lied about our careers, as I recall. All right. Shane said that... Because he said, what do you guys do? And I said, I'm in investments, which is not really true. I was actually in money, like finance, but not investments, right?
Okay.
Shane said he was an architect, right? And then they asked us our ages, and we foolishly said 19. I remember coming back after that and saying to Dad, hey, some girl said this shit. I said, what did you say that you did? And I said, we told him. And he said, how old did you say you were? And he goes, I said 19. He goes, you're idiots. What? Who's a fucking 19-year-old architect? You should have at least said 22. Shit like that, okay? Yeah. So we did all this
stuff. Well, Wayne's dad.
By the way, we didn't get any of their numbers or nothing. No, didn't know what to do. Had no moves.
Did the interest just deflate the moment that you said you were 19?
No, they either pretended very... It actually went really, really well. Right. And they were really, really nice people. And we... Whatever. And like, it was one hot chick and two not at all hot chicks, if I can say that.
Were you and Shane kicking each other's legs under the table?
No, because the one hot chick, of course, was actually taken.
Oh.
What she was... I found this out years later. She was getting two dudes for her skank friends. That's what she was doing. So women do that, apparently. There you are. So... But it's old moot anyway because we didn't get any numbers. We didn't have enough game to ask for a number.
So
we just
swingers.
Let him walk. Sorry, motherfuckers. Swingers. Back to swingers. What I'm saying is we did that shit and that's how it is, man. Like, that's why we love that shit. Even played golf. Remember we played golf back in the day?
We did.
Yeah. Play these golf. Guys have a golf scene. Get there. That was funny shit.
Get there was very
get
funny.
Get there is still funny.
Because it was so far short.
He half punts it. Get there. Yeah.
If it was top 6 inches short, fair.
Yeah.
But when it's top 6 feet short, you're like, what the fuck?
That's why it was funny. And they do like 7 putts all the way
and
in.
And the guy who... yeah, what that was...
Lying about their score. All that shit.
Yeah,
that
exactly. Eight. Yeah, 8 for me too. Yeah, yep.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Excellent. so I did have a bit of a visceral reaction at one point. So they go to Vegas and... They're driving there. It's like, Vegas, baby, Vegas!
Vegas, baby,
yeah!
Vegas.
All the energy is there and it sort of evaporates by the time they get there.
Because it takes for hours to get the fuck.
Which I wouldn't know, but the film made that very, very clear. It's a long way between Las Vegas and Los Angeles.
Oh, yeah. That's why it was funny, though. Like, they're talking, they're meeting, I don't think we ever did it this bad, but they're meeting, like, waitresses in Vegas, and they obviously get there at midnight or whatever, right? And it's like, why don't you get one of your friends and meet us at 6 a.m. at one of these fucking, like...
How does that work?
What the fuck? No way!
And that Trent, so Vince Vaughn's character.
Yes.
Trent's like, you know, that's just what you gotta do, baby. That's what you gotta do.
All right.
Like, and he goes, here, that 50 cents is for you.
Yeah.
I'm like, even in 1996 terms, 50 cents ain't a lot of
no,
money.
No, but that was supposed to be cute. That was supposed to be this 50 cents that got your name on it.
Well,
you
it
know?
Worked. They came.
Well.
Is this remotely realistic?
All right, let's talk about this, all right? Because in my life, no, this is not. I don't ask waitresses to meet me at 6 a.m. and then they do it, right? But more.
He asks.
I've never heard the word fooey more times. But anyway, no, and that's what that was the conceit of the movie, okay? It was cool to do that. I mean, I think there's been occasions, most men have had occasions where somehow it was a wild night and you wound up at some girl's place. Maybe, I don't know, right?
Some men.
So that, not me, though, not me. Not me.
Oh, yeah.
No, not me. Seriously, not me. I don't think so. Anyway, so that all but was to make it an interesting movie, right?
If by place you don't mean car, then sure.
Okay, Paul's a country one, so just forget that. All right, so here's the other thing, though, right? But with all of that cool shit, Doug Liman was actually saying that when he was making the movie, because Jon Favreau wrote it, he said, every guy is a Jon Favreau character, and they want to be a Trent. And that's what this whole thing was.
And you totally see it.
You totally see it.
But what I really liked about the film, which sort of becomes mostly evident, so he's got Ron Livingston as his other mate, but Trent is constantly defending Mike's honor. He's constantly...
Yes, he is.
Helping him out. He's not lording over him that Never. I'm better. He's
That's why you like him.
Really looking after him.
Are you kidding? All the guys in the film are like, you're so fucking money. You don't even know it. You got these fucking claws,
except
man.
That one dude, who loses his shit at him at one point in the film and whatever else. But no, but Trent, to stick with their dynamic and what made them kind of like Matt Damon and Ben Affleck.
Yeah,
kind of like them, an earlier version.
Well, they were ragging on each other more, but I know what you mean. The actual aesthetic or the actual feeling between them is the same. Absolutely.
Yeah, and then they made another film called Made a few years later.
Which is a piece of shit.
Which, horrible. Ironically, Zach Braff and Donald Faison love.
Do they?
That film. Yeah, they're loving talking it up in
every
episode of their podcast.
Maybe I should watch it again. I don't know, but I hate it.
Anyway, point being that, these two were kind of joined at the hip in the early parts of their career, and that sort of comes across. It feels quite lived in and real.
But that's why you make it. I think that's why we adopted it as one of our youth movies, because...
Which we did.
How many times have we given the "you're so fucking money" speech to one of our friends? A version of that.
I'll tell you the thing that we say the most.
What?
To this day.
Oh, yes.
This place is dead anyway.
That's right. Now, there's a
that
scene.
That guy was awesome.
That is still good. I was watching that and waiting for it. They're at a really, really busy party and they're looking around like, hey, man, you want to bounce? Yeah, may as well. The place is dead anyway. And we still do it now because it's fucking hilarious, man. We should really put that on a t-shirt.
Gold. Yeah. The countdown. This place is dead anyway.
Yeah, let's just drop that. I'll drop it on the show.
I'm sure we wouldn't get sued at all.
Nah, it's fine. That's how everyone does it now. I have an actual real life story about an actress in this movie. I'm 1 degree separated from this. Do you remember the girl? Vince Vaughn is talking business class?
Yeah.
All right. I know, right? But so in the scene, he's at a party and he's seeing this girl. She's got a short sort of red hair and he goes talk to her.
I'm not even sure why he bothered.
Well, this is going to be a very interesting story for you then, because, and basically it turns out he's not that interested after she ends up.
Shock horror. She's awful.
Well, she started talking, she was annoying to him, and they wrote Jaws in the background.
Which, weirdly, they refer to twice in this film, the Jaws motif, but anyway.
Oh, yeah, good point, yeah. Now, get this. My bro, Yate Dog, who listens to this show, one of the early listeners to this show, he's listening to this one.
Hello, Chris.
All right. He went to the States during early aughts, right? That's when I used to work with him. He goes to a bar, sits down. There's this girl sitting next to him at some bar where they're watching the music or whatever.
Smoking a cigar.
Not smoking a cigar, but she's like, she's eating something. And he's like, do you mind if I sit here? I'm just watching. Yeah, to go sit down, whatever. They get to talking. It's that girl. All right. And he says, she goes, oh, I'm an actress. Where you been?
What have I seen you in?
He goes, do you know the Swingers? He goes, yes. He goes, do you know the term business class? He goes, yes, holy shit. And then they start talking. And then he like got a card and everything. What's up, player? So anyway, that's cool.
Look, I'm sure in real life she's a lovely girl.
Very attractive. In fact, I saw the video, her website that she had at the time, and it was a bad day for her. She didn't look good in that movie.
No, but she's not meant to.
I think she's unattractive.
Yeah, I don't think she's meant to look.
I'm sure she is, man. I'm sure she. Why would Trent go up against her then?
That was my problem with the scene.
That's what I'm saying.
He could have done so much better based on his.
I think they filled
bravado.
The role. When they write, they say, oh, there's some woman at a bar, and they got her.
I did love the. Don't look over, man. Don't look over. What do you mean? Don't look over.
You
man.
Looked right at her, man.
You ruined it. Come on.
I got to go in quick now.
And then, of course, we get later in the film, he does pick up the girl from Melrose Place. Can't remember the name off the top of my head. That's where I recognized her from.
Where? Which one?
Mike. He's at the bar. Oh, great, great. So now I can't even get this guy's attention. And
oh, that one.
Yeah, the one who he ends up calling, as we referred to earlier.
Yes.
She's from Brooke or something rather.
Oh, yeah. I remember him.
Very attractive woman.
See, there is still some stars I guess a lot of them wound up being stars on some level. But like Heather Graham, I thought at the time was the biggest star.
Well, probably not at the time.
I recognized
in
her.
It. Really? What was she in before this? I don't know.
Or maybe I just retroactively respect.
But
Sorry, please go on. Yeah,
that part's really interesting because the way that they get the Jaws motif going back to
her, and what else comes
back. Pretends to rip the nut. No.
That was
But then
funny.
The great conversation of how long do you wait to call? Now, if you're a female listener to the show, I'm sure there's a similar kind of thing. There is no conversation. We just wait to see whether he calls.
Is that so?
Well, I think traditionally.
I think you're right. Women still do that.
Some don't. More power to you.
Yes. Like, you know, we love getting calls, women. Call.
Especially Wayne.
I say this because I don't ever. It doesn't happen to me. So go on. Bitch, fuck off. Anyway.
I love that whole bit. It's like, you know, 2 days. How long? 3 days. Da, 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 da. How long do you guys wait? 6 days.
Yes. They're meant to be those dickish dick guys. Like, and yeah. I mean, I guess John Favreau's character, just like, you know, he tore out the number. He's like, I thought it was a dick move. He's like, what? What's wrong?
Yeah, it
was a dick move, right?
Absolutely. So that's like the contrast of Trent. He's a good mate.
Mm-hmm.
Bit of a cunt.
Yep. And of course, women like the cunt. So there's a shock.
Yes. So I thought that was a great scene. And then we get to the very end, towards the end of the film, where he meets Heather Graham. I could have done... This film is padded out by about 6 or 7 minutes.
Are you talking about the number, the musical
number?
Yeah,
when the musical dancing? Number and then the dancing. The dancing goes on too long.
Agreed.
The musical number before they meet goes on too long.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, I'm assuming that band was someone notable on the scene at the time.
I've actually seen them before. They're like a Vegas band. Not Vegas.
Daddy, go!
Yeah. I've seen them. They've released something, but not big. Not huge.
Okay. So yeah. I thought that's where we could have really trimmed 5 or 6 minutes out of this film. Agreed. And it would have been better for it.
Agreed. But I suppose the idea there is that you're seeing them dancing together and perhaps connecting.
Well, absolutely. But it's too much and too long. Maybe like, too long before he's off. Like, how long before he starts to actually dance? Oh, he's got some moves. Good on him. Great.
That's why it was cool. Because it's like, oh, you got a bit of moves.
Yeah, but it took too long. Like, yes. There was like 90 seconds of him looking awkward.
I will agree. Yeah.
And then, so I'm harping a little bit. I'm being picky.
No, you're
a
looking at what's wrong, what worked, what didn't work.
But I really like the end of this film. And I think the strength of this film is, you know, and my fiance, you bowed out too early. The longer this film goes, the better it gets. The more
Agreed.
Connected. There are some funny bits, don't get me wrong, but the more connected you become with these two particular characters.
Mm.
And when he meets Heather Graham's character, Lorraine, I think her name is, versus his ex, Michelle.
Yeah.
You're like, when they call it, so it's a great scene.
Yeah.
Really great scene. And Favreau really played it well as an early actor at that particular point in time. He's going back and forth between the calls, and then he blows off Michelle, talks to Lorraine. Not sure we needed the very final scene.
With the car? At the car?
No, when he's in the restaurant with Trent, and he's telling him about...
Oh, no, that thing was awesome, dude, because then Trent fucking is drunk. And I'm sure he was really drunk in that scene where he's doing the fucking...
I think the point of the scene is Trent's been the money guy all along. Actually, now Mike is a bit more money.
Yes, or... You needed a moment where Trent, who was pumping him the whole movie, actually gets his own payoff. It's like, see, you did that shit. What's up? I think that's what it's for. I was happy for Trent, as well as being happy for Mike. You know what I'm saying?
What, you mean?
Because Trent is basically like...
It didn't work out. He got embarrassed.
No, but it's part of one... He's telling him that he got woman, right?
No, so Mike's telling Trent.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Trent's like, yes. But then he has the scene where he starts hitting on that chick. She's on baby.
Oh, yeah.
And then it turns out she's just talking to her kid.
Yes.
Very awkward, embarrassing. I think that scene would have worked better earlier in the film.
Possibly.
Personally.
It does tend to take away from his star a bit.
Exactly.
Are
we trying to say now that really Mike's the winner here and Trent isn't? Because we either don't hit that note hard enough or it just doesn't need to be there.
Okay, I'm on board with that. Let me ask you this, though, right? Mike goes back to Heather Graham, walks her to a car, and she takes a seat, and she's like...
She totally said wanted him to kiss her, right?
Oh, well, all right. This is that, sure. All right, but here's my actual thing. I want a question. She says, well, I'll see you later, and then Jon Favreau says, no, I want to make plans to see you later. I remember thinking at the time, is that...
Ballsy.
Yes. Or is it... Did she want him to say that? I think she did, obviously, because they hooked up.
Well, right? I just said I think she would have been happy to receive a kiss at that point in time. So, yes, I don't think asking for a number and... Oh, had you got a number at that point?
But she said, I guess I'll see... No, actually, she hadn't.
Yeah,
she
my point is, yeah.
So he had to get the number, so yes. I guess that's what he used. Yes. Now, let me ask you this. Have you ever not kissed a woman?
Many times.
So have I. Do you think that helped or hindered your cause, though?
Depends on the woman.
Okay, let's talk about... Okay.
how many want to talk about that got away / escaped?
There's not a man alive. There's not a man alive who can't tell you at least 50 almost ran stories, okay? So that's not even counting. But I'm saying with this guy in this situation here, he didn't kiss her.
Did that help his cause? Well, she rang him the next day. I mean, she was basically...
Yeah, so it must have helped this cause.
They basically
man.
Painted her to be the female equivalent of him.
Yes, like, but also the wonderful one that you actually want to be out with.
But is stunningly hot and lovely and gracious and all the rest of it.
Hence you want these kids to get together.
Yep.
Yeah. Even though I think Mike is a bit of a bitch.
Yeah, well, he is, but he's nothing like, you know, the film this reminded me of, which came much later, or 8, 9 years later, Sideways. This film's really? So much better. than Sideways.
Yeah, yeah, this film is better. And Sideways is the one with the wine and all that shit.
Yes, because they're much bigger assholes than Sideways.
And Thomas, what's his name? Hayden fucking
Church.
Ned. Yep. Yeah,
he's the Vince. He's obviously Trent.
He's a prick though, and he gets beaten up by women and shit.
Absolute prick.
Totally different.
And Paul Giamatti's character is a worse version of Mike.
Well, Trent isn't getting married and cheating on his woman.
No. Again,
old.
When I say worst version. Bigger, to use your words, bigger bitch of it.
Yeah, a bigger
wimp. Totally. A bigger, you know, so I'll watch Swingers 20 times over before I ever watch Sideways again.
Not a huge surprise.
All right, let's wrap this one up.
Okay.
What are you scoring for this classic review of Swingers?
Screw it. I enjoyed it still, and it's been 100,000 years. So let's go with, fuck it, 90.
Whoa!
It's Swingers! I recommend it to everyone. How am I not going to give you a 90 on Swingers, man? It's Swingers is great. Everyone should watch Swingers unless you're a girl. But even then, if you're one of those girls who watches
49% of you should watch Swingers. Actually, our listening population, 93% of you should watch Swingers.
No, but check it, right? If you're a girl and you dig Swingers, I think you're way cooler than
Wayne's
most
girls. Wayne's
number is you're
555.
No, you have to be way cooler to actually be able to appreciate that. I bet you're special if you check it out. So I'm saying, there you go.
Look, nowhere near that good.
It's fucking great.
The problem with this film, if we haven't said it enough, is the first half of it, it's building the endearment to these characters and it's not funny enough. Apart from the occasional one grab here or there, and we didn't even talk about the great homages to Reservoir Dogs.
Oh my God.
Goodfellas.
Oh God, yes.
All that kind of stuff.
Them talking about movies is what made us akin to those characters. We all do that. We're doing it now. You and I are doing it now.
75 for me.
75.
Yeah. Again, I think it's primarily a comedy.
No.
Yep. I think your 90 is ridiculous.
Oh,
anyway.
Man. I don't even want to. But I don't know who you are. That's what it is.
We both greatly enjoy it. Wayne, more than I, but still, Swingers, big, big recommend.
Blomf.
That is it for us today. Thank you so much for joining us. How to get in touch with us. Let us know what you think of Swingers, particularly if you are not into the film, because that could be a very interesting conversation.
Go ahead and have it at. You know, it's cool. We'll talk.
Via email at thecountdownpodcast@gmail.com, on Twitter at CountdownPC, and check out the Facebook listening community links in the show notes. We host through podbean.com. Like and follow the show there. Thanks so much for joining us today. My name is Paul.
My name is Wayne.
And this has been The Soundboard. If only I had a Swingers quote on here. This place is dead anyway.
We're dead anyway.
There we go. That's it. Catch you next time.
Much better than this one, boy.